Aaron Rodgers sat Thursday night because DK Metcalf and Michael Pittman Jr. couldn't go. And with week one 4 weeks out, both receivers are now hard-pressed to work this week. In July, we said Pittsburgh carried the loudest regression profile in the division, a 7-3 one-score record and a +11 turnover margin, both graded least repeatable in our data, and had handed the outrunning of that math to Rodgers, whose gap between clean and pressured play was among the widest in football. Last Sunday, we called it unchanged because August cannot pay or forgive a regression bill, and we circled one new watch item. Thursday's opener against Green Bay's new pressure-happy defense as the closest thing to a live rush test Rodgers would see before September. That test got scratched. Pittsburgh beat the Packers 28-9 Thursday night at Acrisure Stadium in front of 64,164, and Rodgers never played. A late call. The reason, per Ross McCorkle at Steelers Depot citing Jerry Dulac, Mike McCarthy would only play Rodgers if both DK Metcalf and Michael Pittman Jr. were healthy and available, and both were in street clothes. McCarthy's own version. It's really what we've been talking about all training camp. A big part of my outlook, and there's always different variables, but you're looking to play combinations of people, and I think that was definitely a big part of the reason. Rodgers had already called the opener not real football in comments picked up by CBS Sports, so nobody should have been shocked. The consequence for our file is simple. The pressured Rodgers question carries into September completely unanswered. The receivers are the story of the week, and they sit at the heart of the projection. Pittman suffered a lower body injury at the August 8th Saturday Night Lights practice. Rodgers then revealed Tuesday that Metcalf was banged up too, per Jack Markowski at Steelers on SI. McCarthy said both would be hard-pressed to work this week, and Markowski's reporting calls their status for the September 13th opener against Atlanta. 4 weeks out, uncertain. Rodgers, per Rodney Knuppel at Athlon Sports, DK Metcalf and Michael Pittman Jr. injuries have been tough, though he did not suggest either is long-term. Last week's headline camp fact was Metcalf catching 21 of 29 targets from Rodgers. That connection, the thing the whole roster plan depends on, is now on pause with no injury type and no timeline in any reporting we can attribute. Jeremy Bernard and Brandon Smith are absorbing the reps, with Rodgers praising Smith as in much better shape than he was when both were on the Jets. The game itself was a backup audition, and we grade it as one. Mason Rudolph went 10 of 11 for 93 yards after the first unit opened with a three and out, Lucas Van Ness beating Troy Fautanu for a sack. Fautanu also drew multiple flags, a left tackle note worth keeping. Will Howard, the second-year sixth-rounder who missed all of last preseason with a finger injury, went 7 of 9 for 86, and ran an 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive in the final 2 minutes of the half, hitting Robert Tonyan three straight times for 16, 15, and 22 yards before Lou Nichols punched it in. Rookie third-rounder Drew Aller, in his NFL debut, went 10 of 13 for 154 with the 74-yard catch-and-run to Caden Wetjen, a read option keeper score, and short touchdowns to Wetjen and Riley Nowakowski. Combined line, 27 of 33 for 333 yards per Mike Spofford at the Packers website, against Green Bay's depth defense, which is the caveat that keeps the numbers honest. Rudolph postgame. My goodness, Drew played a great game. Will's first outing too, and they both played great. Per Still Curtain's tracker, Rudolph still holds the second team reps, though Parker Abate at Steeler Nation reads his roster position as possibly vulnerable. The backup undercard escalated without settling. The carryover threads, one by one. The sloppiness theme we flagged got confirmed loudly. 11 penalties for 143 yards per the team's website, 5 special teams flags in the first 7 minutes per Abate, and McCarthy, who had said before the game he was more worried about our pre-snap penalties than the Green Bay reunion, conceded afterward, "The obvious negative is the penalties are way too high, the personal fouls." The backfield committee produced only a negative signal. 2025 third-rounder Caleb Johnson got 2 late carries for 3 yards, which Abate reads as roster trouble, while Jalen Warren and Rico Dowdle appear in no recap we can attribute, presumably held out but unconfirmed. On the plus side, the defense posted 4 sacks, 2 by Jamin Davis, plus an Israel Mukwamu safety blitz sack, Asante Samuel Jr. broke up a red zone throw to Jaden Reed, and Broderick Jones returned from neck surgery looking solid, per Abate. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The regression math is untouched and untestable in August, but the top 2 receivers being unable to work with week 1 4 weeks out is a new complication sitting directly on the connection the projection runs through. What would change it? Whether Metcalf and Pittman return to practice this week? And whether Rodgers plays Friday's home game against the Jets? We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.